Begin my Dharma talk this morning by reading from one of Shinran's wasan, his hymns that he composed in Japanese. まず新蘭聖人のご和さんを拝読して今日のご法話を始まりたいと思います。Of those who encounter the primal vow and the power of the primal vow, not one passes by in vain. They are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues, the defiled waters of their blind passions.Not separated from it. 本願力に愛ぬれば、虚しくすぐる人ぞなき。功徳の崩壊満ち満ちて、煩悩の辱水隔てなし、とうなまんだぶつ、なまんだぶつ、つなまんだぶつ、つなまんだぶつ、つなまんだぶつ。Good morning, everyone.皆さんおはようございます。A wonderful gathering this morning. Today is a special service. As you can see, I'm wearing my special robe, and we have some osonai, some manju, and other special items here for our service this morning.And the reason that we have these special items and that I'm wearing my special robe today is because today is our Nirvana Day service. まあ今日は涅槃会ということで、こういう特別な式会という衣とお供えがありますね。Can anyone tell me what Nirvana Day is the observance of? Nirvana Day?So it's one of the three major services that we have associated with the life of Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha was the historical Buddha who lived in India about 2,500 years ago. A really, really long time ago, he lived in India. で、まあ、涅槃会というのは、釈尊、釈迦牟尼仏の、まあ、3つの釈迦牟尼仏についての法要は、3つは、あるんですけど、年に3回あるんですけど、これはその一つです。So one of those is Hana Matsuri. Right? Does anyone remember when Hana Matsuri is? Hana Matsuri is in April, right? And we have, that's when we have the statue of the baby Buddha, and we have the beautiful floral Hanamido, and we pour the sweet tea on the baby Buddha. So that's observing when the Buddha was...When he was born, right? He was a baby, so it was when he was born. Then, just a couple months ago, back in December, we had another special service, and that was Bodhi Day. Does anyone remember what Bodhi Day is about? Bodhi Day, so he was born, and then the next thing that happened? He got enlightened, that's right. It's Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment is Bodhi Day. And then, today we have Nirvana Day. So he was born...He realized enlightenment, and then the next, what other major event? What could come after those two things? Yes. He died, right? He passed away. He would say he passed into nirvana. So the word nirvana means to blow out, to extinguish, like you're blowing out a flame. Okay, so when he was living in this human body, he had all kinds of aches and pains,Although he was an enlightened Buddha, and so he had blown out the flame of his passions, blown out his greed, blown out his ignorance, blown out his anger. Those were already gone, but since he had a human body, he continued to have the effects of his life. So he got, if he bumped his toe, he got some pain in his foot.If he got sick, then he felt uncomfortable, he got tired, he got, maybe he caught a cold and had a sore throat. All of those kinds of difficulty that you have just from having a body, that all came to an end for the Buddha when he passed away. So we say it was Pari Nirvana, or Great Nirvana, the great blowing out of the flame. So we say when the Buddha passed away, he passed into final Nirvana, or it was like a blowing out of flame. And so we have a special service to commemorate, to remember the day that the Buddha passed away. In our Japanese Buddhist tradition, we say that was February 15th. So we observe it around that time, usually kind of the second or third week in February, we have our Nirvana Day service, observing the passing of the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, into Nirvana, or his passing away, the death of his physical body.
して、まあ、この釈尊について
とても穏やかな状態に入ったという涅槃に入ったという涅槃へですね。まあ、日本の仏教の中では2月の15日ですので、大体2月の第2か第3の日曜日にここで涅槃へを行っています。So today I would like to introduce a story about the Buddha and that time in his life when he was coming to the end of his life. で、今日は釈迦様の人生の最後の頃の話をしたいと思います。So, the Buddha, he became enlightened at the age of 35, and for the next 45 years, he spent his time teaching. He was a teacher. He taught the Dharma. He taught the truth that he realized when he became enlightened. That was his job, to teach the Dharma. And so he worked very hard, right until the end of his life, teaching the Dharma. And he taught, but he also spent time also enjoying his life. He sat and he meditated. He sat quietly and reflected on all the things that were happening around him. He sat quietly and reflected on his own life and his own experience.
そして釈迦牟尼が教えを説かれながら、たまに静かに座って瞑想に入って自分の人生とか周りに行っていることを考えたことがありました。So,
one day he was sitting on the shore of a pond. He was sitting in a grove, which is a kind of an area with trees. And as he was sitting, this great light shone forth from him, because he was such a special person that when he meditated, when he clarified his mind, a great light shone out all around him for everyone to see. So he shined this great light, and Mara, have you heard the name Mara before? So Mara sees this light. Mara, you might remember, he appeared in our story of the Buddha's enlightenment. Do you remember what Mara did when the Buddha was trying to get enlightened? Mara tried to stop him. He tried to get in his way. He had this whole group of kind of demon warriors that were his friends. And he said, "Hey guys, the Buddha's going to get enlightened. We can't let this happen. Because if he gets enlightened, he'll break free from our control." Because Mara was the king of illusion, the king of confusion. And so if the Buddha becomes enlightened, then he'll be free from all illusion. So Mara wants to stop him. He wants to get in his way. So he gets all his friends together, and he comes, and they try to attack the Buddha. They try to scare the Buddha and break his concentration. But the Buddha won't be afraid. He remains calm, and he keeps meditating, and he becomes liberated from suffering. So Mara gives up at that point. He says, "Okay, we're not going to get this guy, so go away." But then towards the end of his life, Mara reappears again. And he reappears to the Buddha, and he says to him, "In the past, when you were sitting on the shore of a river, now you're sitting here on the shore of a pond, but I remember this one time, you were sitting on the shore of a river and you made a promise. You made a promise. You promised that when you had fulfilled everything that you set out to do, when you had become enlightened and taught the full Dharma, you promised that you would enter into nirvana, that you would pass away. You promised that one day you would pass away from this world. You know, so Mara, remember, he's the king of illusion. So this is, he's waiting. He's been waiting for this. He's been waiting for the Buddha to get out of town so that he can start confusing people more. Because when the Buddha's around, he keeps everybody on the clear path because he provides the true teachings. And so Mara's been waiting. He says, okay, you, I think you've done it all. Don't you remember you said that you were going to disappear from this world? You said that your body was going to pass away and that you wouldn't be hanging around anymore. そして、マラという、いつも、その、正しい考え方を邪魔にするマラ王なんですけど、釈迦様が、いつか、こう誓ったことがあって、私はすべての教えを語り終わったら、全部の教えを全部伝えたなら、私は涅槃に必ず入るという約束をしたんです。でマラはそれを覚えてそれを待ってた。そして釈尊の人生が終わろうとする頃に釈尊のところに行ってそれを約束したでしょ。この世界から消えることと言いました。シャキムニ・ブッダ said, Don't worry, I remember that. And indeed, the moment of my extinction is not far off. It won't be long now that I will pass away. I have a human body.I'm almost 80 years old. I know that my time is coming to an end. そして釈尊がこの人生の体を確かに持っています。で、私が涅槃に入る時期はもうそろそろ近づいているので。After 3 months, I will pass into nirvana. 私3ヶ月後に涅槃に入る。So he knows.He knows that he's only got 3 more months to live. And yet he's very calm about it. 私はあと3ヶ月の人生しかないけど、でも穏やかな気持ちを持っています。And so he sat under that tree and he began to let go of his attachment to that physical body. He began to let go of his body and began the process of passing from this world.そしてそこに瞑想に入ってこの体を、こう離す準備は始まりました。You know what happened? There started to be earthquakes and strange things started happening. そして地震があったりいろいろな変なことがあったりしたんです。So that's expressing this truth that the Buddha was so important to the whole world, to everyone around him.That the whole world reacted when his time to pass came. It was like the earth was shaking for everyone around. そして釈尊がもうそろそろこの世界を離れることに、その地球が揺れるような大きいことですね。And he said, My body is like an old beat up chariot, and it can't go on any further. 私の体がもうボロい車のようなものです。I'm ready to be freed from this existence like a bird hatching from an egg. して私が鳥が卵から生まれるように私はこの世を去る準備ができました。Okay, so he's ready to go himself. But think about all of his friends, all the people who'd been relying on him. They weren't very happy about this. Particularly his closest companion who was always with him.His disciple Ananda was very, very upset. そしていつもそばにいるお弟子のアナンダがとっても心配していました。He was very, very upset. And he said to the Buddha, he said, suppose for instance that during a drought, so we've been having a drought, right, lately? And then it started raining recently. And now we've got this nice rain. But Ananda says,Suppose there's a drought and a cloud appears. Everybody's looking forward to the rain, but then the wind comes along and blows that cloud away. そしてまあこうとても乾燥時期に雲が現れてみんなが期待している雨が降ろうと思ってたらで風が来てその雨が雲がもうなくなると言われました。That's how Ananda felt. because Ananda hadn't become enlightened yet, and he had great hope, knowing that with the Buddha there, he would be able to receive the rain of the true teaching that would blossom into his enlightenment. But then if the Buddha passes away, it's like a strong wind had blown that cloud away. And where is Ananda going to get that rain? So して Ananda が心配したのは、じゃあ私の雨のような御教えがどこから届くというんですね。So the Buddha, he comforted Ananda. He said, don't worry, don't worry. He said, if one is, even if you're far away from me, but if you practice my teachings, you are close to me. However, if one does not practice my teachings and is with me, then they won't receive any benefit. One who is far away from me, but practicing my teaching, is actually very close to me. Okay? This is very interesting teaching, right? So he's saying, even if you're right here with me, you're here with me right now, but if you're not practicing according to what I teach, it's like you're a million miles away. It's like I'm not even here. Okay? But even if you're far away from me, even if I cross over to the other shore, I'm no longer here physically in this world, but if you follow the teachings I've provided, it's like I'm right there with you. It's like I'm right with you. Okay? So the Buddha, he's able to remain very calm in the face of his own death. He's going to die, but he's very calm about it because he knows he's done everything that he needed to do in his life. He provided the teachings completely. He provided us everything that we need in his dharma.
そして、まあ、釈迦様がもう死ぬが近づいているけど、心が穏やかというのは、そのやらないといけないことは全てもう終わりましたということですね。私たちの救いのある教えは完全に全て解かれました。
And he knows what it means to be close together, and he knows what it means to be far separated from someone. He knows that to be close together means to share the same understanding, to share the same appreciation of the truth, and that to be far away is to have a different idea or to be in disagreement, to not see the same truth. That to be far away is to not see together what is true. So you can think about it, you can be with someone in the same room in a car. Have you ever had an argument while you're riding in a car? You know, you're only like 6 inches away from each other, but it feels like you're on the other side of the planet. Feels like this person is totally separated from you, right? But if you travel far away, if you go off to summer camp, or you go to a vacation in another country, and you get on the phone, or you open up your computer or your iPad and turn on Skype and are talking to your parents or your girlfriend, and you feel like you're right there together because you're sharing the same understanding, the same care for each other. And that's what the Buddha's teaching is like. Even though the Buddha is far away, he lived 2,500 years ago on the other side of the world, and he's not alive right now. And yet, we have his teachings, and it's like he's right there with us, guiding us. Okay? And even if we're here, right here, in the presence of the Buddha Dharma, and we're not paying attention, or we're not recognizing the truth that is taught there, it's like we're in another place completely. Right? Sometimes, you know, it happens to me. I'm here in the temple a lot, many days. Sometimes I get frustrated and irritated, and it's like I'm not even in the presence of the Buddha, even though I get to be here, you know, very often. I have that great privilege. And so if we're able to receive the Buddha and his teachings in our hearts, then it's like we're right there, right close to him. And that's the message that he shared as he parted from this world. Shinran really appreciated this teaching. Shinran is the founder of our tradition, and he's pictured here in our Naijin just to the right of the Buddha statue. That scroll is a picture of Shinran. And Shinran says that those who encounter the power of the primal vow, the primal vow is the, the Buddha's desire to liberate all beings. This was a teaching that was taught by Shakyamuni Buddha. It says, those who encounter the true teaching of the Buddha, it says, not one passes by in vain. So if you really encounter, if you really embrace this teaching, then your life won't be wasted. You won't have a wasted life. You won't have wasted time. If you're able to truly live in the midst of this teaching, your life will be filled with an ocean of virtues. Ocean of virtues. Ocean spreading out in all directions of patience, kindness, wisdom, diligence. And the defiled waters of blind passions are not separated from it. So even if you get confused or angry or frustrated sometime, you're still, the Buddha's right there with you, guiding you, as long as you entrust yourself to the truth of his teachings. Recognize that that teaching will be your true path forward. So as we reflect on our Nirvana Day service, I hope that we'll be able to join Shinran in his appreciation of the Buddha's closeness to us at all times, guiding us and supporting us, whether we're feeling right there, present, together, enjoying our time with each other, or even at those times when we feel miles away from the people around us. We still always have the Buddha there guiding us and showing us that truly we are together, whether we see each other right in front of our face or not, that we share this togetherness, the togetherness we experience in the Nembutsu. Ma toku hanarete mo, Hotoke-sama no miyoshie ga watashi no jinsei no naka ni ikashitara, Hotoke-sama ga chikaku ni iru shi, subete no shujo no sonzai ga watashi no mijika no tokoro ni iru you ni tomo ni ikiru, tomo ni yorokobu, toyu o Nembutsu no kokoro ga afurete kuru toyukoto de gozaimasu. This time I invite you to join me in gassho. I'll once again read the passage from the Shinran's Wasan. 最後に Shinran の Go Wasan をもう一回拝読させていただきます。Of those who encounter the power of the primal vow, not one passes by in vain. They are filled with the treasure ocean of virtues. The defiled waters of their blind passions are not separated from it. Hongan riki ni ai nureba, munashiku sugiru hito zo naki. Hōkai umi michi michite. Gōjoku no sui wa hedate nashi to naman dabutsu, naman dabutsu, naman dabutsu, naman dabutsu, naman dabutsu. Namanda, it's Namanda, it's Namanda, it's Namanda, it's Namanda.